V'yaspinu, and he made it tonight. Rashi says, Masne matzibur, l'chalkam l'cholabor. He made a condition like from the tzibur when he collected the money, that you should know, I'm going to give out this money, whoever comes to me. So therefore I do not need two pushkas anymore, but rather one pushka is enough, I have a right to give it out to whoever I want, with any ani that comes, whether it's from this city or from a different city. So Iyo Nami Ovid Hoch, he did the same thing. Iyo Nami Ovid Chat Kisa, he also only had now one pushka, V'yasni Olah, and he made a condition on it, that all the money he collects, he should have a right to give it to whichever ani he wants. Rav Ashi says, Ano mi asnu yonami loy tzirichna. I do not even have to make this condition with the people when I collect the money. You know why? To chol the ka'osei, whoever gives me money, adatoi didi asoi. They're giving the money, they're relying upon me. I'm going to give tzedakah to an adam gadol, like you give him, whoever he wants to give to, it's okay. It's even without this tonight, it's automatically understood. That whoever gave money to Rav Ashi to give out for tzedakah, they meant to give it to him, that he has the right to give it to wherever he wants. Therefore, he doesn't have to only give it to the aniyim of this city, he's allowed to give it to any ani he wants. Ulaman debinan yehivin alei. Whoever he wants to give it to, he has the right to give it to. Now the Gemara says, Hanu beishrei tavchi, there were two butchers, two tavochim, the avdi and yoni badi adodi. There were two butchers in the city, and they made up between the two of them. They what? The whole man, the Yavid, B'yayim, and the Chavra, that they made up, you'll shecht on Monday, I shecht Tuesday, you do Wednesday, I do Thursday. They made up a day for each one of them. And they also made up between them a knas, that if anybody shecht on the day that doesn't belong to him, the whole man, the Yavid, B'yayim, and the Chavra, if you shecht on the day that's for me, nikru l'mashche, I'll rip up, tear up the skin of your animal. So what happened was, ozo chad minayu, Ovid b'yoyim edechavrei, one of these two butchers shechted on the day that doesn't belong to him, on the day of his friend's day. So the other friend did rightfully, korol amashche, he saw that where the other one made a shechit to the wrong day, he went and took that skin of his animal and ripped it up, destroyed it. So osla came with the Rava, they came in front of Rava. Chayvu Rava l'shlumei, Rava was mechayev, the second one that ripped up the skin, to pay him back. He made him pay for it. Eisva rabbeyeme v'shalmi l'rava. So Rav Yehem Bashalmi has to cash it to Rava. How do you say, why did you say that he has to pay back for it? It says, Uliyasiya Kitsaisam. It says before that when the Anshir makes certain conditions, certain rules, they have a right to make a kanas. Whoever does not listen to the rule, we can make a kanas. So you see, you have a right to make a kanas. So here also, one butcher made a kanas upon the other one, so Huri has a right to rip up the skin. So Mar says, Lehadalei Rav, Rava didn't bother even to answer him. So Gemara says, Omarah Papa says, you know, Shapa Rava Deloy Hadalei. It's good that Rava did not answer him. Why? Midi, it's good why he didn't answer him anything. Hani, Midi, when did we learn before? Hecha Delek Adam Choshev. When there's no Adam Choshev here, no Godol, then the people can make their own kenos and their own conditions. Aval Hecha Deko Adam Choshev, Lavko Kimnai Adam Asmai. When there's no Adam Choshev there in town, then they don't have the right to make their own conditions between the two of them to give the other one a permission, like to be Mazakim. They're supposed to go to the Adam Godol. Since you did not go to the Adam Godol, you have no right to put a kanas. Therefore, here Rav said, the one that destroyed the other one's skin has to pay. Tana Rabbanim, we'll learn like this. Ein mechashvim zdovit stoka in gabait stoka. We don't make cheshbonis with the gabait stoka. Means like we have two people that go around collecting the money, then people don't go around asking him, what did you do with the money? We trust them that they gave out the money the way they were supposed to. That's called Ein Mechashrim B'Tzdokim Gavai Tzdokka. The Gizbar, the one in charge of the money, shall Hegdish also. We do not question him, what did he do with the money? The Apophish and Ranadover, there's no real proof of this, and Ranadover, but Zechaladover, I have a little proof, a little smash of my posik. Shnevet Posik says, V'lo yichoshu es anoshim, hashiitim es hakesev ayodim, los es yoes yam locho, ki b'yamun heim oisim. Like, we didn't question these people where they gave out the money, because they did it b'yamun and we trusted them. That's a little smash that all the Gaborim Matzoko, we don't question them, what did they do with the money? Omer Rebeloza. Even though somebody has a gizba, the person in charge of his house is a neman, you trust him, still, yotzer v'yimna. When you give him money, you should first wrap it up. Rashi says, Yotzer v'yimna ha-kesev shumoyse b'yodoy. If you're letting him hold on to your money, wrap it up and count it. Make sure you know how much money you give him. V'yafalpi shein aboy imar l'cheshbon l'yachim ikan, even though you don't have to ask him later what to do with the money, but yotzer v'yimna, still right now, wrap it up and count it. Shinema v'yotzer v'yiminoy. V'odav v'nostas ha-kesev, ha-matuchen ha-mnuya yodoy oysam locha. Shinema, the posuk says here also, they wrapped up the money, and they counted it. Now that much you should do, even though you don't have to question him later, but right now maybe he'll be afraid more if he sees the way you know exactly how much money you gave him to watch. If an oni comes and says, I need money now to eat, to have no food, so you have to check him out to make sure he's an oni, make sure he's not a phony. But the person says, I have no clothing to wear, like he comes, Rashi says, Ba'orim, the guy comes naked, or else he comes mamash and shmatas in ripped clothing, then you have a right to give him clothing without checking him out. If you want to have a pasuk for this, like if somebody comes naked, it's a tremendous embarrassment. So a person wouldn't do it unless he really doesn't have any clothing. Therefore, if he comes like that, we trust him, he has no clothing. But a person that comes just to say, I have no food to eat, we don't know to trust him. He's not being nevaz himself. Maybe really he has money. Therefore, we have to check him out to make sure he really needs the money to eat with. If you want to have a pasuk. Pasuk says, Haloi porush l'rov lachmecho. B'shin ksiv porush v'od ahavloi. Porush mashma, where a guy comes like he's hungry, first check him out. Porush means. First check him out. Rashi's Dorish. The Chokat Chila. First make sure the person really needs the money. And then you give him the food to eat. Vosim Siv. Another Pasuk says, Kisir Orom. Uchsisai. That Kisir Alter. Means if you see somebody naked, then right away go and give him clothing. You don't have to check him out first. Rav Yehuda says, Boikim Lichsois. He says just the opposite. No, if somebody comes for clothing, you have to check him out, make sure he needs the money. But if somebody says he's hungry, he doesn't have what to eat, you're supposed to give him right away. That's the way we pass him. We pass him like this. Now, this one now that doesn't have food to eat, he's in tsar. He says he's pain, he says he's hungry. And since he's hungry, he has tsar. But the other one that's walking around without clothing, he has no tsar. Like, obviously, he's used to it. But since he's used to it, just he wants to wear clothing, that's not cool. He has tsar pain right now. Therefore, for him, you have the right to first check out, make sure he really needs the clothing. He boy is saying the crew, if you want to have a pasuk here, boy is saying the crew, hol choksiv haloi porus l'rov lachmecho. Porus means li'alter, means right away. When it says with a shin, so what? He says porus means like spread out right away. Ukedekarinon. And the way we read it, not the way it's written, but the way we read it porus. Like it has a stomach there. Or like a sin. We don't read it with a shin. We read it with a sin. So therefore, it means spread out right away, give him food. Vosam ksiv, ki sira orum uksisoi, means kishiyiru l'cho. When you, Rashi says, shein aramai, when you see that he's not a phony, when you see that he really needs the food, the clothing, then you're supposed to give it to him. But before that, you don't have to give it to him. Tanya kavosa to Rav Yehuda. I have a proof to Rav Yehuda. Omak soini, if somebody says I need clothing to wear, boitkin, achro. You have to first check him out to see if he really needs it. Parnasuni, somebody says I need food to eat, ain't boitkin, we don't check him out. That's a proof to Rav Yehuda Svara. A person says he's hungry, he has pain now, you have to give him to eat right away. Tanan Hossam, we're not over there. Ain't poichsin lioni oiver mi mokam lamokam mi kika bapunyin mi yarbisoin latella. That if somebody, a noni, comes around and says he doesn't have what to eat, you have to give him this type of a bread. Lan, the guy says, I have no place to sleep. Nice and loy, panosas lino. You have to give him what he needs for the night. My panosas lino, what does it mean, what he needs for the night time? Omirapapa puriyo vesadya. You have to give him a bed and a pillow. You have to give him. Shabbos, the guy says, he doesn't have anything for the week. Nice and loy, or the guy says, he doesn't have anything to eat for Shabbos. His nice and loy, mozen shalos sudish. You give him food for 3 meals. Tony would go like this. If the oni was going around collecting, asking for money from people by the houses, by the doors, then you don't have to give him. Since he himself knows how to go around and collect his own money, so we don't have to give him from the kupa. The kupa is only taniyim that are too embarrassed to go around asking for money themselves. But if somebody by himself goes around asking for money, he'll collect enough for himself, then the God by Tzedakah does not have to give him. And who only the master of Tzedakah who only went around asking money for the, by the doors, the Yosel, the Kaim, the Rapapa, Leim Zakhla, he didn't give him. Omalei Rasama Reda Rav Yevda Rapapa, Imal Leim Zakhla, if you're not going to give him, Inishakhwin Leim Zakhla, nobody else will give him, Lemus will die. So that's the reason why you should give him. I have a tanya, my only master of Tzedakah, my Zakhla Loi, or my Zakhla Loi, Lematonim Ruba, I'm Zakhla Lematonim Wethis. You don't have to give him a lot, but a little bit you have to give him. Because if you're not going to give him, the people will learn not to give him either. Then nobody will give him. So therefore, you need to give him just a little bit. And since you know this guy can go around and collect the money himself, you don't have to give him too much, just a little bit. All right, stop here. You're holding that test on Aleph. Forget from the first, the big lines. Tznan Hossen went over there. Ein poistin li oni hi oiver mi mokum le mokoim mi kika bapundion mi arbis soin besela. That an oni that passes by, you have to give him this much bread to live on for the day, that's like food for the day. Rashi says it means kikar, a loaf of bread, halakuach bapundion, that you pay this price for it. Kishalakin arbis soin chitin besela. When the price of four saws is a sela, and then, how much you pay for punyin, that much bread is how much you have to give to the yoni. Lord, what's going to be if he wants to sleep over? Noistin loy panosas lina. You have to give him enough to sleep overnight. My panosas lina, what is that? Omarapapa puriya beisad. You have to give him a bed, and you have to give him a pillow. Shabbos. Let's say he wants to stay over Shabbos. So noistin loy mosin sholashudas. You have to give the yoni the meal for three meals. Tony, we learned. Imhoya Master Allah Psoch, Mercedes Oni was going and begging, asking for money. He himself went around to ask people for money. Then Enisokin Loi. When it comes to the Gabbai Tzedakah, the Gabbai Tzedakah does not have to give him. Since he collects for himself, he does not need from the Gabbai. Who wanted? There was a poor man there, the Master Allah Psoch, and he used to went around by the doors to ask for money. The Yosla came with a Rapop, he came in front of a Rapop with the Gabbai Tzedakah. Loi Meskin Loi Mezokin Loi, he did not give him. And the svari is because the kupa for tzedakah is for people that don't go around asking for money. But if you're a bar hocha that you can go around asking money for yourself, so mistami can make enough, you don't have to take from the garbage tzedakah. So Rav Papa didn't want to give him. But oh, Malay Rav Salma Breda, Rav Yeba, the Rav Papa, he said to Rav Papa, listen, if you're not going to give him tzedakah, then inishachrin alay mizdakaglay. Nobody else is going to want to give him tzedakah. Like if they see that you don't give him, other people also won't give him. If so, lamestly, he's going to die. So, therefore, you should give him. But he asked back, I, for time you learned, we learned that if the Oni himself goes around and asking for money, so then the Gabbai does not have to give him. Or Malay, he answered back like this, true, you don't have to give him a lot of money. An Oni that doesn't go around collecting and come to the Gabbai, he has to give him enough money for that day, or for that week. Mashenka, the person that goes around collecting for himself, the Gabbai does not have to give him that much money. But a little a present you have to give him. In other words, you have to give him something. And the reason is that people should not go around saying, if he did not give, I'm not going to give him. And the person will die. So therefore, a little bit you're supposed to give him. Really, the mitzvah tzedakah is to give at least a third of a shekel a year. That's how much you have the chiyuv to give. Whether you're poor, whether you're rich, no matter how poor you are, the chiyuv tzedakah is to give a third of a shekel a year. Shenemar the pasuk says, Ve'emadnu oleinu mitzvois loses oleinu shlishis ha-shekel b'shono. La'avoid is beis lokeinu. The mashal that we had to give, we had to give a third of a shekel for a year for tzedakah. There's another halacha to give ma'aser. Ma'aser, you have to give one-tenth of what you make. That's a shalom, that's a midiraisa, that's a midirabonin, those are shalom, that's called ma'aser. Certain people are potter from giving ma'aser. They don't make enough to live on themselves, they can't manage themselves. Certain times they're potter from ma'aser. But this is a chi of midiraisa like to give a tzedakah that you have to give at least a third of a shekel a year. V'yom Rabasi, Shkula tzedakah kineged kol ha-mitzvahs. Giving tzedakah is worth it like kineged all the mitzvahs. Shenemar says in this pasuk over in Nehemiah, Vehemadnu oleinu mitzvahs. So mitzvah in Ksiv kind of doesn't say the mitzvah. We're talking about tzedakah. It doesn't just say mitzvah, ela mitzvahs.
Masha, because the mitzvah stok tzedakah is keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. Omer Reb Loza, Godol ha-maaser yoyse minoyse. A person that makes other people give tzedakah, that's called ha-maaser. You make other people give, that's a bigger reward than the people that give tzedakah themselves. Rashi says, Terech ha-maisim es chavreim. That the Torah can do to make other people give tzedakah, that's even greater than the people that give tzedakah. Shneim l'pasuk says, V'hoyah ma'aseh ha-tzedakah sholem. V'yavodes ha-tzedakah hashket pavetach ha-olam. So mashma, ma'aseh ha-tzedakah sholem, that's greater. The one that gives, makes them give tzedakah, that's greater. So, zocho, it's like this. If you give tzedakah, zocho le'porish l'rov lachmecho. You know where your money's going to go to? Will go to tzedakah, go to aniyim. Let's say you don't give tzedakah, you're not zeicha. Then avaniyim merudim tovi bayis. Means to say, merudim, Rashi says, aniyim merudim zumem shelos roimi sheitzoichim tamen havu havu shanos richim. In other words, the government will take away your money, whether it's through taxes, stam the government. In other words, that's what we'll see later on. There's a certain amount of money a year you have to lose. So if you're zeicha, you give it to tzedakah. And if you're not zeicha, if you don't give tzedakah, then stam, the money will be taken away from you. We'll soon see the Meister. Oh, malu Rav, levnei mechuzo. Rav told the people in his city, levnei mechuzo, the matusim menaychol like please. Also, behadi adodi. Listen, between yourselves, give tzedakah. Don't just hold the money for yourself, but give tzedakah. Ki heched lehevelochu shamav machuzo. In order that you should have shalom with the king. In other words, the king should not come and take away taxes from you. Like we said, if you don't give tzedakah, so the king will take away from you. Therefore, it's kedai for you to go and give tzedakah yourself. V'yomer Reb Loza, v'zman shebeis ha-migdosh kayam, v'zman v'had the beis ha-migdosh, odom shoykol shikloi yamaschapaloi. You give a shekel to the beis ha-migdosh, beis ha-kabonis, you bring it to the beis ha-migdosh, that would be your kapara. But achshav shein beis ha-migdosh kayam, today that